Earth, sky.
I think that companies that really invest in clearly communicating their science brand equity are going to be able to reap benefits for themselves and for society. They're going to get better trust from the public. They're going to increase the scientific conversation, and ultimately they're going to build their brand equity. So those companies are going to be the winners when we talk about the next 10 to 20 years.
You are listening to Lauren Ward, Director of Business Development for Earth Sky Communications, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Earth Sky has coined a new phrase, science brand equity. In a white paper co-authored with Google and released in June 2010, Earth Sky proposes that an organization's scientific work should be considered a tangible piece of equity, a value, rather than simply being a component or cost. I spoke with Lauren Ward and with Ryan Britton, Earth Sky's managing partner, about science brand equity. Lauren, Ryan, welcome.
Hello, thanks Hello. For having us.
Ryan, science education is evolving. And when I started in this business 35 years ago, it was considered innovative to convey, you know, simple science concepts or science news and research in a public venue like radio. And now we're talking about something new, science brand equity. Can you explain the concept?
Sure. So brand equity is basically, it's the value of a certain product or service within the eyes of the general public, and it helps the general public to choose one brand over the other. So for instance, you know, Coca-Cola has a brand equity as determined by Interbrand of $67 billion. And that's basically the value that Interbrand puts on Coca-Cola's ability to use their brand to help sell product. So when it comes to science brand equity, that refers to an important component of brand equity. It refers to the science, the technology, the sustainability aspects of that brand equity. Science brand equity can help companies in the future become not only more successful, but also, you know, it's a way to identify which parts of their business that actually might, you know, help the world become a better place.
So a company has a brand that has value. And so what Earth Sky is saying is that science brand equity is saying that the science that a company does, or that a science institute or a government organization or whatever it is, what they're doing also has value and should be considered as a component of their brand equity. It's a component of how they portray themselves to the world. Lauren, can you, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, I would just say that there are a number of organizations out there that already recognize that they have a component of their brand and brand equity that's relatable to science. You know, you have a company like IBM that talks about how many patents they have, about the science that they have behind their technology. But there are a number of organizations that aren't tapping into that, and they aren't communicating their science clearly. If they were to talk more about the research and technology behind the development of their products, behind the supply chain of their products, it would expand their capabilities to make a consumer's decision. It will ultimately build the public trust, because the public does trust science and trust scientists.
Tell me just a little bit about the white paper. I understand that this was co-authored with Google. And what do you hope that it'll do?
Well, when we first started talking about this concept, we were trying to articulate how corporations could really expand the conversation. When you look at the funding for science, corporations receive more funding and have more scientists employed than the federal government and public institutions combined. So there's really an opportunity within corporations to get them more involved in scientific communication. And we were looking for a way that corporations could understand that there was value in this. So by coining this phrase, science brand equity, we're able to identify with something that corporations already understand, which is brand equity. When we approached Google about the idea, they were really excited. Google grew up as a very scientifically focused organization. They're named after a scientific term. Now we do. We do identify Google with science. You associate Google with science. Well, one of the opportunities we have, I think, as Earth Sky and as a public, is to demand more scientific education behind the black box that is a corporation, and to get more information about what they are doing to make this world a better place.
You know, and it's true. It's this this great opportunity. You know, one of the things that we found was that the scientists within corporations have a very similar ethos, if not the same ethos, to the scientists that are within, you know, university setting or a federal government research setting. What they basically want to do is be a force for good and come up with solutions.
And so I think maybe what you're talking about here is the issue of that the public sometimes doesn't trust corporations.
Right.
Is that correct? And so that a corporation that makes it clear that there is science, scientific research and scientific ideas and scientific thought going on behind some of the things that it's doing is going to increase its chance of being trusted? Is that the idea, Ryan?
Yeah, being trusted, being respected, you know, being liked, being supported. Like Lauren had mentioned, you know, the public trusts scientists. And so it's just sort of an opportunity for, you know, companies to basically say, hey, look, you know, we're part of the solution. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when you look at sort of their conversation with the public, a lot of these things are getting left out. You know, science brand equity, I think, is one way of sort of getting people together, bringing people into the same room.
And so tell me about, Ryan, tell me about EarthSky's role in this. Like, why is EarthSky in a position to talk about this or to think about this? Like, what's the connection?
Our mission is to be a clear voice for science. And that includes all different science. This idea of corporate science is something that really interests us because, as Lauren mentioned, you know, there's more scientists working for corporations than there are in any other arena.
Okay. So what's the connection between science brand equity and the sustainability conversation that's been going on here in the 21st century?
Right. Well, we really see that sustainability is a component of science brand equity. So the things that corporations are doing with regard to sustainability are based on science. They are, you know, making a better product packaging that's going to be compostable, or they are cleaning up their water supply, or creating a biomass boiler that will allow for zero waste out of a plant. And those are all scientific advancements and achievements. They're a component of their science brand equity. If they would talk about that, it would get past this greenwashing conversation we have, which is perceived sustainability, right? It's the idea that you're not really sustainable, you're just talking about it.
So science brand equity is really the antidote to greenwashing.
If done well, absolutely. Because you have to have the science behind the sustainability efforts and then communicate it well.
So, Ryan, what is the take-home message here? The white paper is called Science Brand Equity. What is it? How to get it? How to communicate it?
I think the take-home message is that what we hope to do here is to start a new conversation. It's a conversation about, you know, real societal benefits that corporations are and can bring out to the marketplace. And we think that ultimately, you know, it'll present benefits to all that are involved.
You've been listening to Ryan Britton, Managing Partner of EarthSky Communications, and Lauren Ward, EarthSky's Director of Business Development. They'll both be in Monterey, California, June 7th through 10th, where EarthSky will host a panel discussion on science brand equity at this year's Sustainable Brands Conference. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.